Welcome to the Art Spot on WCHL, a very special show for me this weekend, as my guest is Sonia of Disappear Fear. As some listeners know, I spent my time in America's most underrated city, Balmer, Maryland, before coming back home to Carrboro. And Sonia is one of the great exports of that fine city on the Chesapeake Bay. Welcome to the Art Spot.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Very happy. Wow, that's a beautiful introduction for Baltimore. That's really cool.
Indeed. And you're a big part of the cool of the town and have been for almost 20 years now. I have a hard time believing it was way back in 1994 when the first Disappear Fear CD came out. And now, what are we, Broken Film is number 17 for you?
It is. And actually, that first CD, we had a couple of our own little indie things that happened before that, that Rounder actually re-released later into the 90s. But 94 was when Disappear Fear self-titled came out, and Philo, subsidiary of Rounder Records, put that out. So that was our big debut splash.
it certainly was. It seemed like the whole folk world was listening to that record back in 1994.
Wow.
It's certainly easy on the pages of your website with little pictures of all the albums. That jumps right out at you.
Yeah, it's been an amazing ride.
It has been, and certainly an amazing release came out in September, I think on September 17th, with Broken Film. What a wonderful album.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm really excited about it, and of course also, you know, the opportunity to tour it with the band and be able to have some of the rich arrangements that we came up with down in Nashville, you know. Recreating that live is challenging and amazing. Here's the word again, but yeah.
Indeed. Who do you have playing with you when you come to the Arts Center in Carrboro on Wednesday, October 30th for an 8 p.m. show?
Yeah, I'll have Don Condescente from Taos, New Mexico. And he used to be, he lived a lot of time in Atlanta. And played quite a bit with, he played with the Billy Jonas from North Carolina, and he's done quite a lot as a solo singer-songwriter, tours a lot with Ellis Paul, but we kind of stole from Ellis for a while, and he's all over the CD, and he's on the tour with me. And also we have Katie Marie from Devon in the UK. I met her in Germany. She plays cajon and she also plays kit, drum kit, and occasionally does some vocals. And also Lauren Snyder doing vocals with me, and she's from Austin, Texas. And we met at the Kerrville Folk Festival a couple years ago, and she's real happy to be part of this, too.
Excellent. That tells so much about our community right there, how you've drawn the band from so many different places. I've known Don since back in the 90s, the two women I haven't met yet, but will on Wednesday, and looking forward to that. But you've drawn folks from different folk communities from two continents, and that says a lot about the world you inhabit.
Thank you. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm talking to a bass player, but he probably won't be on board until we get to Europe in the spring, maybe in the U.S. in January, but And he's based in Holland, in Leiden, Holland.
Yes.
So, and he was on tour with an Irish band for a couple of years, but now he's kind of doing his own thing. And talked to him about playing some bass with me, and he's like, sure. Yeah. So that's real exciting, too.
Well, yeah. We mentioned Disappear Fear, and I've been really enjoying the song Love Out Loud off the new album Broken Film. Why don't you set that up for us, and we'll let folks hear it.
Cool. Well, it's kind of becoming a banner song for marriage equality throughout states that would like some marriage equality. flying over to Illinois to be a part of that march. But the song itself is really just a reflection of where we were and that we're all really more alike than different. And we're sort of different in the same ways or different ways, but it shouldn't get in the way of love.
Love Out Loud from Broken Film by Disappear Fear.
I wanna hear your mom and pop like you may never see them again. See them as the victims of their broken hearts. No, you're not so different. And you cry on the hill. A memory in a house of fear. Close the door, it's half your size. Best to be on the other side and out of there.
To the Art Spot. We're talking today with Sonia from Disappear Fear. She will be at the Art Center with her amazing, to use that word again, touring band on Wednesday, October 30th for an 8 p.m. show. And for more information, you can call 919-929-2787 or artcenterlive.org. Or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter as Art Center Live. So we were listening to Love Out Loud back in the first segment. You were talking about how much it is an anthem for marriage equality, and as how folks know all around the world anymore, North Carolina turned its back on marriage equality back in May of 2012, right when I got back to town. That Amendment 1's what greeted me. We certainly don't think that way in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, and especially in Carrboro, where we have a gay woman running unopposed for mayor this fall. And that'll be either our second or third openly gay mayor in Carrboro. I lose count anymore. So that's the kind of town we are. And I think that's why it was important to me to bring Disappear Fear to Carrboro on this Broken Film tour.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That is completely my experience of North Carolina, too. In fact, I married into a North Carolina family. They live out near Jacksonville on the water, and I love them very, very much. And I think we're probably the only rainbow part of the family, but in our particular brand of rainbow. But everybody loves us, and I couldn't feel more at home there and more welcome. Just lots of connection to it. And I remember playing at a gay pride festival in Carrboro. Gosh, I don't know, maybe in like sometime in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was the mid-90s, but I think it might have been actually 96 or 97, so that would put it back further. There's my brain is kind of rolling through the dates and the years, but I love it. And you know, someone said something too, like, well, we're not going to be playing there. You know, we should just boycott. I'm like, heck, that's the reason to just show up even more, you know? Because, like, there's nothing to fear here, you know?
Exactly.
And truly, I think most of North Carolina knows that. And when and if it comes around again, which it will, there's no stopping us. there's no stopping the love. So it'll come around.
There is no stopping the love. And I think that says a lot about your music, Sonia, because you make the universal very personal. You really do make fear disappear in your art. It's a wonderful celebration of humanity and that we are all part of one big rainbow together.
That's it. And music's such a cool way of coming together and feeling that, you know, whether you're dancing or listening or someone on a guitar or humming along or, you know, zipping down the road and you know, grooving on it. It's just like, yeah, you know, it's amazing how powerful and important that it is.
Indeed, and that's why it's so important to create spaces where people can speak freely and can feel like part of family and community and get rid of that whole idea of the other. I guess if I had a band, it'd be called Disappear Other, because that other concept just drives me crazy. We're all we. There's not any other.
Yes.
You think the early peoples were so true and just calling everybody the people.
Yes.
Well, let's hear another great song off of Broken Film, the wonderful new album from Disappear Fear. Let's try The Princess and the Honeybee.
Once upon a rose lived a very little princess, ruling all alone, all settled on her throne. She was the queen of everything that she could see. Then she fell in love with a honeybee. Every day at dawn, as the sun lit up the petals, the honeybee would come and find the rose's tongue. She'd say hello, but he'd ignore her and just go. So busy, he'd miss the kisses she would blow.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM, WCHL, on chapelboro.com.
Are you looking for new customers? Try Our Local Deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With Our Local Deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at OurLocalDeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit OurLocalDeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Need your local culture fix? The Lifestyle section of chapelboro.com is the only place to go for food and dining, restaurant views, health tips, fashion, and local culture commentary. Want to know what the best shows and venues to attend? Lifestyle has show listings for Deepak, Cat's Cradle, and the Art Center, and many more. And be sure to check back after the show for reviews and commentary. There's even information on local neighborhoods and schools. Keep yourself in style with Chapelboro's Lifestyle.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carrboro community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelboro.com. We're having a ball talking with Sonia from Disappear Fear. Disappear Fear will be at the Art Center Wednesday, October 30th, artcenterlive.org, 919-929-2787, 8 p.m. concert. Be there or you will miss a wonderful celebration of humanity and the human spirit, and making fear disappear at the Art Center. Broken Film, the latest album from Disappear Fear, and a marvelous album it is. I think in many ways it's like the 2013 version of that self-titled album from 19 years ago that has a lot of what appealed to people in that record, but yet it is very much a 2013 release. But anyway, I said all that to say this. It's made its way through the committee part of the Grammy process, and now in three different categories is in front of the Grammy voters, who can choose to make that one of their five picks in any of those three categories and advance it on to the final Grammy ballot, to the stage of nomination. So I think that second round process ends right on October 30th, doesn't it?
Yeah. Because we won't find out the results a little bit till a bit after that. They do. I think they're doing a big celebration again in Nashville this year, which was a whole lot of fun last year. I saw it. It was really awesome. It's huge, and it's just, you know, it's just fun. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, I don't know how many NARAS members we get coming to the Art Center. I think the nearest chapter office was in Charlotte, so we're perhaps not right in the heartbed of members of the Academy here, but we'll all be pulling for you and hope enough folks make you one of their five picks in this round of the nominations. But you've already won so many awards over the years, I couldn't even start to mention them. What means the most to you out of the accolades you've received?
I think the one that I'm most proud of lately is the Coin of Honor that I received from the United States Army a year and a half ago in Germany. I was presented it for my humanitarian efforts. And I think it's kind of, you know, I'm there at the peace rallies, you know, and yet what wonderfully I think a great step in evolution, really of our country and maybe even of all humanity, is the significance that there's a definite understanding that it's not an attack on people who choose to, you know, that the understanding is that people need to do what they need to do to express themselves and live out their lives, and that Me Too, the song, really explains, you know, who a daughter is to her father. I think that was a significant song, and the turnaround of the DOMA policy, and just all the huge advances, you know, that we're making, that it's not, you know, basically the idea is that you have a strong army so you don't have to have battles.
Exactly.
So you don't have to have fights. It's just sort of like that's the presence of it, and that just, you know, kind of seems to make sense as we move into a more Gandhi-esque world. You know what I'm saying?
I do, and I think it's a remarkable accomplishment to achieve that award. And we look forward to seeing you at the Arts Center on Wednesday, October 30th at 8 p.m. Thanks so much for being on the Art Spot, Sonia.